This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. The Kalamazoo YWCA is on a mission to eliminate racism, empower women, stand up for social justice, help families, and strengthen communities. No one takes on that mission more seriously and with more passion than Chief Executive Officer Grace Lubama. Art is just one of the many ways she helps women and children heal and find their voices.
As you know what we do at the YWCA, we work with a lot of families that have been traumatized. You know, whether it's within our children's center where children come to us with just living in poverty, the trauma that it's created, or come to us because of abuse. And even within our infant mortality initiative, you know, the trauma of child being born in situations that they're vulnerable. So we have been fortunate to be really creative and intentional in bringing in different therapeutical parts of it. And art has been one of them where, you know, drawing, dancing, and doing all kinds of things have helped our families heal. And that's how we've been able to use it in different ways.
Oh, that's interesting. You said dance as well. I was thinking music or visual art or writing.
Yes, we've used dance, we've used visuals, we've used music, anything that brings the spirit out of families and children, especially that those that we serve and helps them heal and remove the trauma. We've just been very intentional in bringing in those kinds of things.
Tell us about the kind of programs where this is incorporated. I saw something about little seeds on your website.
So within a domestic violence shelter, so the YWCA houses women who have been abused from domestic violence, and now we've added human trafficking as well. And annually, on a given year, we see between 400 and 500 children, unfortunately, that come to us with their families, their mothers, to live in our shelter. And what we have discovered is, how do we help, you know, these children manage their trauma? The trauma of asking, Mom, how did we end up at the YWCA? Why did we end up here? Why aren't we with Dad? So whatever the situation is. So within our Little Seeds program, which is our program with the children who are living in our shelter, we have been really intentional in creating art therapy and bringing those services to those children, whether it's been giving them materials that they can touch and make them paint, play with paint, you know, anything that can, I say, bring healing to these children. So that's where we've been able to incorporate a lot of the art therapy within our children who are coming to us in a shelter. And on a given day, we have between 30 and 40 children in a domestic violence shelter.
I was going to ask you about that. How much of a need is there in the greater Kalamazoo community? Because I think there's a percentage of us who live blissfully ignorant of how much domestic violence is hidden behind view.
Unfortunately, domestic violence is one of the highest form of violence in our county, in Kalamazoo. You know, I am not the best at stating the right statistics, but approximately 60% of crimes prosecuted in Kalamazoo are due to domestic violence. So abuse is really in our community. And that's why we have a population of children that are growing up in homes that are not safe. And as you know, the dynamics of domestic violence, it takes a lot for individuals to come out and even start to seek services. Research says it takes 11 times for a victim to leave their perpetrator.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Lubama talks about how YWCA volunteers use art to help those who are hurting.
We surprised the mothers in the shelter, and my staff and volunteers from Keck College came and worked with the children in our Little Seeds and put them in a separate room with paints and cardboards and asked the children, what surprise would you want to create for your mother in a vision of a card? I walked into that room and I was filled with tears because you could see these children doing whatever it was, whether they were painting with their hands or drawing something, but the passion mention that they care about their mothers brought me to tears. We also do nature-based art, where we take the kids out and they play with natural material, whether it's creating instruments from wood or touching the soil and building something. So we do all those different kinds of things. But we have staff members on our staff that are very interested in integrating the art therapy into the work that we do, and we work with volunteers as well. We're always looking for volunteers. We had a partnership with a local orchestra that used to come in and play music for the children and give children a week to use an instrument as well.
I wonder if you've seen any situations where a child or an adult through art has found their voice. If someone has come in that's unable to trust or open up, but art was able to accomplish that.
I'll just give one story that put me to tears. We partnered with a local orchestra. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I was still new in my position. And what they did, they came and provided opportunities for children to spend a week with an instrument of their choice and play it. I don't remember the framework, whether it was a week or month. And at the end of that, we would bring the children forward and present a piece to their family. I remember one of the girls that really wanted to do something special for her mother and standing up with a violin and playing it. And it was very simple steps that I'm not a violin player, but it was very, very simple steps for this young girl. But the joy and the connectivity of what that instrument did for her to share what was inside of her, and maybe she could never have verbalized the way she felt about her mother, but playing that piece and seeing the connectivity between the mother and the little girl, it brought me tears. It wasn't like a powerful piece, but the connectivity and what it meant for that child brought me tears. So that's one of the stories that I remember when they brought that violin and she stood up dressed well to play a piece for our mother. So, as as human beings, there are different ways people find ways of expressing. Some can be in writing, some can be in drawing a piece, and that's their expression. So we want to make sure that we bring whatever it is inside of the families that we serve, especially the children, to be displayed and expressed in the way that brings fulfillment and hope.
I think there's a perception out there that this happens only among low-income people.
Abuse is real in our community. Unfortunately, domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking have no boundaries. They don't care if you're poor. They don't care about race. They don't care about social income. I think what the YWCA is doing with all the services that we provide, whether it's our legal services, advocacy, therapy, our shelters, is to make sure that if somebody out there is in an abusive relationship and needs help, the YWCA is here to help. And then looking out for other people who want to volunteer, who have empathy for people at their most vulnerable points and want to be part of that journey of helping themselves and helping others. We are seeking for volunteers all the time. And I just want to say that the YWCA is here to support survivors and believe survivors when they need help.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Grace Lubwama, the Chief Executive Officer of the Kalamazoo YWCA. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.